It's less than that because it's coming up tonight, 6 o'clock, on Univision, on Fox Business, and on Fox News Channel. All that and more beginning at 6 o'clock, the second GOP presidential debate. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's hump day. A lot to talk about. In fact, we're going to be talking with Aaron Phillips in just a couple of minutes. Aaron Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. What's going on with the Clark County School District? What's going on? They're debating whether to move back the start times for school. Unbelievable what they're doing. And we have no contract between the teachers and the district. Something's got to give. We'll talk about what the ramifications are for your kids, for their education. We'll do that and more coming up in just a couple minutes on AM 670 KMZQ.
Wednesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. It's Republican primary debate part two, although without Donald Trump. We will break down all of it as we get you ready for the big event.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update morning edition. But first, if you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, listen up. CarShield is a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan now available to you. This protection plan is at an all-time low price. Please call 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate today will also receive free roadside assistance and towing at no additional cost. That is 800-925-7584. 7584 right now. On this Wednesday, we are now witnessing the rise of disorder in America, and it's hurting every single one of us. Unchecked immigration has led to chaos, unpunished crimes to fear. Higher costs for everything is creating massive economic anxiety. The president is diminished mentally and totally disinterested unless there is a racial component to be exploited. Most voters understand Mr. Biden is doing a poor job, but they don't fully realize the potential of public disorder. It's like an unruly child. The longer antisocial behavior is allowed, the more difficult it is to bring the kid back. With about 350 million people now living in the USA, collective discipline is imperative. Allowing laws to be ignored and standards of personal responsibility to evaporate will result in tremendous harm to Americans. One word, fentanyl. The solution is to vote out progressive Democrats and their puppet, Joe Biden. If this does not happen in 2024, the negative consequences will be staggering. My analysis is not party-based. It is performance-driven. Help can be on the way, but only if the voters wise up. Back after this.
Every morning, the president wakes up to a top-secret brief on America's biggest challenges. Ever wished you were in the room? Of course you have. I'm Mike Baker, former CIA ops officer, and I'm here to give you the next best thing. Welcome to the President's Daily Brief podcast. Every weekday, I break down the day's most pressing issues in just 20 minutes. Get briefed. Stay ahead. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up in our next hour, we're going to talk about the possibility of 40 or 50,000 workers in our community going on strike. Yes. The Culinary Local 226 and Bartenders Local 165, they voted 95% voted to authorize a strike. There's going to be negotiations next week. If they are not fruitful, the unions are saying they will authorize, they've already authorized a strike. They will, go out on strike. That would be a devastating, devastating blow to our community. We'll talk about that and what it portends for the future. You want to join us, by the way, you're welcome to do so. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. What is this going to mean? And is this an idle threat? Or is this something more serious? Very serious to our economy. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
And now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job. And I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The latest GOP presidential primary debate, it's on for tonight. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California.
The debate will be the fifth one hosted by the Reagan Library, and CEO David Trulio tells the Salem Radio Network it's an ideal venue.
When President Reagan opened this institution back in 1991, he said he wanted it to be a dynamic intellectual forum where policymakers debate the future. So we welcome debate.
Seven White House candidates have qualified to be on the debate stage here this evening. Greg Clugston, Simi Valley, California.
U.S. Army Private Travis King, he sprinted into North Korea from South Korea a couple of months ago, is now reportedly back in American custody. A couple of unnamed officials say he was handed over to the U.S. in China. Earlier, the North said it would be expelling King, who faced military discipline in the states before he fled across the DMZ. The House overnight debated a package of stopgap bills to fund the government beyond a Saturday deadline, and House Speaker McCarthy remains optimistic about averting a partial government shutdown and maybe tying that to a more secure southern border.
It's easy. All the president has to do is say, you know what? As one of my fundamental jobs as the president of the United States is to secure a border.
So that's
not that border is not secure. Secure that border, we'll be able to keep it all open and keep it all working.
The Senate has passed its own version of a short-term funding bill whose fate in the House is unclear should it come to a vote there. Retailer Target is closing 9 stores in 4 states. The retailer cites violence and theft as reasons for the pending closures. On Wall Street, the Dow 6 points higher. The NASDAQ is up 51 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. Las Vegas hospitality workers have overwhelmingly voted to okay a strike. Union officials for the Culinary and Bartenders Union say 95% of its members have authorized a citywide walkout if contract agreements cannot be reached. Contract negotiations with MGM Resorts, Caesars Entertainment, and Wynn Resorts have been going on for 5 months now, with another round of talks scheduled for next week. Union officials say if no deal is reached by then, a strike is a possibility. Culinary officials say they're asking for wage increases, lowered housekeeping quotas, and mandated daily room cleans, along with stronger on-the-job safety programs. Last in negotiations back in 2018, the strike was averted with a new deal. And another lawsuit against Strip Casinos saying they failed to protect customer personal data from a cyber attack. The sixth class action lawsuit claims Caesars Entertainment failed to protect the personal information of loyalty program customers whose data may have been compromised during cyber attacks that were just revealed. Those six lawsuits against Caesars and MGM Resorts International contend the company should have known the importance of predicting and protecting the personal information and that they failed to comply with federal guidelines as well as industry standards. MGM officials say operations are back to normal after a cyber attack that began on September 10th. Caesars reportedly paid millions of dollars in ransomware due to a cyber attack back in August. Wynn and Encore Las Vegas are going back to charging for self-parking for non-guests. The daily parking fee will be $20 a day, with the first 4 hours free. Valet parking, $40 per day. The return to paid parking begins today. That's in anticipation of the increased demand for parking at nearby attractions, better known as, yes, the Sphere, which opens with U2 on Friday. Take AM670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670KMZQ.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
We're seeing some extra braking at the south end of the Beltway interchange. 215 eastbound near the airport connector turnoff is where the accident is, and left lane is taken up there by that. 215 eastbound, again, approaching the airport connector. North Las Vegas accident overnight still has some lanes blocked there on Cheyenne westbound over I-15. We can expect mostly sunny skies today. Afternoon temperatures returning to the mid-90s, but a dramatic drop-off on the way that could bring high temperatures in the 70s by the weekend. 68 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become, we become... the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local, on a day, the day after a vote by the Culinary Union and the Bartenders Unions, upwards of 40 to 50,000 people, service industry workers, could be going out on strike. They have authorized, in fact, a 95% vote yesterday at the Thomas and Mack. The secretary treasurer of the Culinary Union, Ted Papa George, said that the walkout would actually start at MGM Resorts International, at Caesars, and at Wynn. You've got about 40,000 union members are working under expired contracts. So is this just a game of chicken? What do you think? Do you think the Culinary Union is serious about this, the Bartenders Union? Do you think they're serious? Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I have a lot of friends that live in the area that are members of Culinary or the Bartenders Union. The fact that 95%, that's like almost unanimous. I'd be interested to talk to you, and if there are some members that voted against authorizing a strike, I'd be interested in your perspective. Call me right now, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I don't think they're bluffing. The question is, would you bring our economy to its knees with a strike? 40, 50,000 people down on the strip carrying placards. I mean, this would be like the UAW. I mean, that's what this would end up being like. And to be honest, it would bring our economy to its collective knees if indeed 40 or 50,000 people went out on strike. Now, they'd be out of work for the time being, okay? But what would happen with the casinos? Those of you that have lived through labor strife, I'd be interested in your perspective as well. Again, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And if you're a member of a Culinary Union or the Bartenders Union, let Andy know. He will whisper it in my ear. I will blab it to everybody. Also tonight, of course, is the second GOP presidential debate. Bill Hemmer rolled out the starting lineup for tonight's GOP debate. This was kind of glitzy and kind of totally like Fox. Bill Hemmer, this is cut number 3, rolling out the starting lineup for tonight's GOP debate. Here it is.
The Republican National Committee announcing 7 candidates have qualified for the second primary debate. And for the first time, right here in America's Newsroom, we can tell you exactly where they will be standing on the stage. So here we go. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis once again center podium. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy will flank the governor to his left. Former Governor Nikki Haley is on his other side, shoulder right. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott in position 4. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie in the 5th spot. And on the wings, former Vice President Mike Pence will be stage right. And North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum will be stage left. And there you have it.
Well, there you have it. Bill Hemmer announcing. And by the way, that was pretty glitzy. If you saw it on Fox News Channel yesterday, it was it looked like an NFL spot is what it looked like. Now, Ron DeSantis is going to be center stage. And in fact, let's go to cut 5. Ron DeSantis was on Newsmax yesterday. And he said that energy will be a major part of tonight's debate. Listen to this.
Gas is going up everywhere, and that's because of Biden's policies. And so we rolled out our energy, our plan for energy dominance. We are going to get the gas prices down. I mean, we have the resources. This is such a great thing for us to do to help people, workers, businesses, jobs, but then our national security. So it's a no-brainer from that perspective, Biden wants them going up. We want them going down. Now, California, they impose all these ridiculous regulations on their energy. And so their prices are purely a result of bad state policies here. But, you know, the problem with California is, OK, they're glutton for punishment. They do all this. They're such a big state. They affect the states around them. Arizona and Nevada have very high gas prices. And it's not because they're doing the same California policies, but California is so big that the refining and everything that goes into it spills over in these other states. I would like to look to see, can the federal government provide Californians some relief from their own state government? Because wouldn't you rather be paying $2 a gallon less if you're in California? I think that would be a huge relief to a lot of people here.
Yeah, I think everyone would be on board with $2 a gallon gas in 2025, which I know is what you unveiled with your energy policy.
Well, we would have to. So that would be nationwide. But to California to get it, we'd have to reverse the California policies because they are driving it higher for there, and it drives the whole nation's average price up.
One of the specific policies that you touched on when you unveiled your energy policy last week was repealing the electric vehicle mandates. That's something here in California that's being pushed very aggressively. Newsom, wanting to, over the next several years, ban the sale of gas cars. That's something that the United Auto Workers, that's something they've also been pretty disgruntled with and part of the reason for their strikes. What's your message to the union workers on strike? Many of whom, they don't even lean Republican, right? And they just want a bigger slice of the government mandated pie. What do you say to them?
Well, what Biden's doing is ultimately going to destroy these car companies, and it's going to mean less manufacturing jobs. And I want strong manufacturing jobs. You know, we've got a lot of auto manufacturing in the Sun Belt now that and in those right to work states. You know, I want jobs across the board. You repeal those EV mandates, the companies are going to do better. The workers are going to do better. So what they're going to end up doing as if Biden's policies stick, they're going to constantly be arguing over how to slice up a smaller and smaller pie, because Ford, GM, they get their they get taken to the cleaners on these EV sales. It's all just about the government subsidies.
Former President Donald Trump leads Joe Biden right now in the ABC News Washington Post poll that just came out, leads him by about 10 points in a head-to-head matchup. Do you still think that the former president is unelectable in your view?
Well, just understand what the media, if he ends up being the nominee, they will not be putting polls out like that. It'll be the opposite. I mean, they use this to juice a narrative. I think people were showing that poll had Trump beating Biden with under 35 by 20 points. No Republican has even won that. So when you see that, you wonder, OK, what are they trying to do? I think they're trying to do two things. I think the corporate press does want Trump to be the nominee. I think you see that in the coverage. I think you see it how they attack me. But I also think they're trying to get the Democrats to dislodge Biden. They want to show that Biden is weak. And they would like to see a Newsom or somebody else. So I think when the corporate press is doing this, I think people should take it with a grain of salt. Absolutely.
That's Ron DeSantis yesterday on Newsmax. One of the things they talked about on Newsmax yesterday, and I've been waiting to hear something about this. Do you remember on Hannity how Gavin Newsom said he'd be happy to debate Ron DeSantis? I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the great debate. He is going to be in Simi Valley, by the way, speaking of the governor of the People's Republic of California. He is going to be there as a Democrat surrogate, whatever that means. He'll give the rebuttal, I guess, to the debate. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. But I've been waiting. I would love to see Ron DeSantis debate Gavin Newsom, whether it be on Fox or somewhere else. This was Ron DeSantis on Newsmax. He, too, is waiting to debate Gavin Newsom. This is Cut 6. Go.
I know Gavin Newsom has been rumored to be gearing up to run for president. Do you think that's going to happen, or do you think they're going to stick with Biden?
Well, that's why, you know, he said he would debate me, so I said, let's do it. We're waiting for the date. Hopefully we'll be able to do it, you know, within the next month or two. I think it's an important debate for the country, not like saying who's better, Florida, California, because that debate is over because people have voted with their feet. They've left California and come to Florida, not the other way around. He has lost massive amounts of population. No governor in California history has ever witnessed population loss at all on net. And he's had it in Greg because it's because of the policies. He's driving people away. But what's the future for the country? The future for the country for what the left would want to do is just double down on the California policies. And so I think it's going to be an important debate. I think he's definitely angling for it. I don't think Biden is going to step down willingly. I think it's harder to dislodge somebody who's an incumbent president than people assume it would be. But I think the Democrat establishment really, really is concerned, particularly, you know, if they have to run against somebody like me. I think that their view on Trump is that he will help energize their base to come out in ways that maybe some other Republicans won't.
So who would win the debate between Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom? I'll be honest with you. I think Gavin Newsom's very, very impressive, and you should not underestimate him. His policies are not popular, but he is smooth, and he and Ron DeSantis, I think that would be interesting. Would it garner 40 million people on cable news? No. But I do think it would be good entertainment, and there might be some bloodletting. I don't know. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. You want to join in on the conversation, you're welcome to do so. We got the GOP debate tonight. We've got the first impeachment inquiry tomorrow. It is a momentous time in American history. And by the way, we've got a former president who's under four indictments and who is running away with the GOP primary. Go figure. It makes no sense, I know. The more indictments, the higher his poll numbers. And by the way, in the latest ABC News, Washington Post poll, he beats Joe Biden by 10 percentage points. 10 percentage points. Do you believe in those numbers? I do. What I want to see is another poll or two or three that say the same thing. I'll feel a lot better about those numbers once we see that it's not truly an outlier. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. You want to join us? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And by the way, any of our culinary friends that are up and around already this morning, do me a favor. Call me. Let me know what you think. Are you in that 95% that said we will authorize a strike down on the Strip? 40 or 50,000 people. Imagine walking picket lines down on the Strip in front of MGM or any of the properties, the Wynn properties. This could get real ugly real fast. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Ron Quintz has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Titus. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to ronqforyou.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.